Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now.
I am a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, and I work South Central Los Angeles, and I will tell you, Director Deutsch, and the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Okay. Mr. Webb, I was wondering if you have ever gotten a chance to look into the rumors and reports that Mena, Arkansas, was a major drug shipment center during the 80s.
For those people who don't know, there was a major drug trafficker named Barry Seal who was based his air fleet at Mena, which is a tiny little airport up in the mountains of Arkansas.
Russell Welch, criminal investigator for the Arkansas State Police.
Did Barry Seal ever say to you, I work for the CIA?
He said he was had worked for the CIA.
Unit 5 has learned in the early 1980s, even before his arrest, Seal had bought one of his planes from a CIA front, Air America. The plane was used by Seal for drug smuggling, and the CIA company was paid in the traditional drug dealer fashion of $300,000 in cash.
Last night in Louisiana, Barry Seal's enemies caught up with him and killed him. Tonight, three men are in custody. NBC's Brian Ross reports that Seal was about to testify for the government once again.
Well, how do you think the crack rock gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. But we are not the people who are flying and floating that in here.
Back when this all first came out, people didn't believe the CIA was bringing drugs in.
I didn't believe it. Even when Gary reported the story, and I was like, this guy Gary, what is he talking about? I was involved with the CIA, and no way. It wasn't until the CIA themselves put out their report. I mean, that was when it really hit me that, hey, Gary was right.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some breaking news out of Japan. Now, at 8:06 their time, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake went off the coast, and now they are warning people to evacuate.
We have breaking news for you. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of Iwate Prefecture in northeastern Japan at 8:06 Japan time on Tuesday. The Japan Meteorological Agency is warning of a 1-meter tsunami.
This happened in Iwate, which is just north of Fukushima. People are warning all the residents along the coast to evacuate, get to higher ground immediately.
Anyone in that area should listen to local authorities and disaster management officials for information and instructions. JMA is calling on people in the area where the tsunami advisory is issued to leave coastal areas or riversides immediately.
They're expecting a tsunami to hit there anytime. This is huge, so continue to look for updates as this happens. This will be a developing story, and our hearts and prayers go out to the people in that area that could be affected by this huge tsunami.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to break right now. I'm going to launch the full transmission. Have Dr. Group in studio today. Tons of vital news across the board. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Tuesday, 17th day of February, 2015, worldwide bubble transmission.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theory.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to join Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're live. It's the 17th day, ladies and gentlemen, of February 2015 on this Tuesday edition. Are you a patriot? Or are you a globalist masquerading as a patriot? Are you a free person? A slave of the New World Order program?
Do you want to kill Nazis?
I don't want to kill anyone. I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
I believe Captain America was a composite character that really kind of captured the essence of that generation. There's another analogy to be taken from Captain America, and that is that that generation and America in general has essentially fallen asleep like Captain America did, as you see him wake up in the second Captain America movie to find that he's living in an authoritarian police state.
For a second day in a row, a group of World War II vets literally took down a barrier blocking off the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Harry needs his barricades back!
Well, he seemed pretty chipper for someone who just found out they died for nothing.
Wow.
I go protect Iraqis in Iraq, and I come back and I find that my fellow Americans are being attacked by police.
Where is the I'm well aware of the danger. I've spent 8 years in combat.
For once, we're way ahead of the curve. By holding a gun to everyone on Earth, you're calling it protection.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
That's the punishment usually came after the crime.
And when they say, I want my lawyer, you tell them, shut up.
Your time is expired.
Get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant.
You guys did some nasty stuff.
Yeah. We compromised, sometimes in ways that made us not sleep so well.
Well, when I was in Afghanistan, they usually kept us outside these buildings, and the other government agency guys, probably like DEA, CIA, and all that, they would go into these kind of rooms like that, exactly, and they would be torturing people from in there. Horrible scream to hear a grown person like that being tortured.
And you're watching as this opium is being grown. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Captain America is a fugitive from S.H.I.E.L.D.
With all due respect, if S.H.I.E.L.D. is conducting a manhunt for Captain America, we deserve to know why.
You have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is only going to get worse once it starts. And again, there's no veterans doing anything right now. No IEDs. They are literally getting the police to pick a fight with veterans.
You are standing in my brain.
How did you get here?
Inside of them.
This Operation Paperclip after World War II, S.H.I.E.L.D. recruited German scientists with strategic value.
I could help their cause.
Operation Paperclip explores the secret military program that hired scientists who used slave labor to build the V-2 rocket, and others who used concentration camp victims for human experiments.
The responsibility for the staggering loss of life and property is uniformly placed on Hitler and the Nazis, but excluded from the official history is the fact that Hitler and the National Socialist would not have risen to power without the help of international bankers and American and German corporations.
She's disabling security protocols and dumping all the secrets onto the internet.
Including Hydras.
And Shields.
What about Bradley Manning? Yeah. What about Bradley Manning? Look at all the people he betrayed.
I think the revelations are terrible because they were revealed. What's his name?
Snowden.
Yeah, Snowden. I think he's a traitor.
What about the others? Are you planning a rescue mission?
You think about what is going on with the Veterans Administration, the hospital, and the fact that we have veterans that are dying because they're on a wait list. You talk about Sergeant Tamarisi and his situation.
You folks are no good. Personal!
Something that I've been upset about and raising Cain about, so I'm going to ask you about it. And that's this right-wing extremism report that was mailed out to all law enforcement officials in the United States.
I've apologized for that report. It was not authorized to be distributed.
This is a freedom. This is fear.
S.H.I.E.L.D. takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be. It's getting damn near past time that you get with that program, Captain.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday edition. We just played that Captain America intro. And no, I don't believe the New World Order conspiracy is a Nazi conspiracy. But I do know that the Nazi conspiracy was part of the globalist eugenicist larger tree, larger program. And that's why what we see with the black uniforms and the checkpoints and the surveillance and the political manipulation is so similar to the Nazis on so many fronts is because it came out of those sciences of social control developed in Europe, the United States, and England, as well as Russia. In the last two centuries, we also see a lot of parallels with Soviet and communist oppression because the very same robber barons that financed both Bolshevik communism and Nazism are in control of much of the planet today and are busy mopping up countries that they don't control or haven't overthrown yet. and are busy trying to mop up the freedoms, the vestigial freedoms, the ceremonial freedoms that are still left. Compartmentalization is what allows the social engineers to get away with this. But at the same time, it's compartmentalization that really never allows the globalists to get their full plan in place, because their own people aren't usually evil. They're just ignorant of the larger program that they're part of. The problem is, with computers and centralization, it allows total micromanagement of police, military, and the constabulary, the so-called security services, as well as the media services and the bureaucracy, so that you can basically get automaton, robot-level submission and take free will and human judgment out of the equation. So before they bring in the robots and the computers to replace humans, they're using robot computer surveillance smart grids to control and socially engineer humans to become biological androids in our own right. So it's not even so much that we're going to be defeated or overtaken by machines as that we are going to become machines. And that's what every establishment wonk from Ray Kurzweil right down the line says the plan is. So when we talk about this, this is not Alex Jones up here with some foggy notion of what I believe is coming. That's what's so frustrating. 95% of this or more, almost said 98, but it's more like 95% of this plan is public. It's all standardized. It's all being rolled out. It's just the public and the police and the military and the bureaucracy is told it's all being done for one cover story reason, when it's got a whole nother reason behind it. And you can go to the textbooks, the white papers, the different globalist publications, and you can see them saying that and bragging about their program. U.S. spy agency predicts a very transhuman future by 2030. That's only 15 years away, boys and girls. Remember when 2030 sounded like a million light years from us? And that's what the NSA and DARPA and the CIA are all saying, because they're building that world, and they're building a world that ends our free will. And that's my biggest issue with the globalists and their plan. I don't want wars. I don't want to try to be some politico. I'm not up here trying to be a big shot. I'm up here trying to build the best, most focused platform I can to get humanity to have a debate and discussion about what's going on right now. I mean, look at that headline. DARPA's cortical modem will plug straight into your brain. Who needs tech specs when you could have a $10 HUD or HUD on your visual cortex? And this is where it's going. And I've talked many times about, I wish some cartoonist or someone should create a video, create a animation where it shows the birth of media, stone tablets, and basically then the printing press and things like that, and then accelerating up to telegraphs, and then telephone, and then radio, and suddenly everyone in the house is together around the radio. It's the center of the family now, not the father, not the mother, repeating the ancestral common sense knowledge on to their children. Now the radio is the center of the household, the center of our life. Now, for the first time, a central system is able to program it. Suddenly, it's not just the president saying a chicken in every pot, you're going to get everything free under socialism, FDR. Suddenly, it's a television set. And now you're not at the dinner table at all. You're all facing the television, looking straight at it, mesmerized. And then it's computers, and then it's handheld computers, and then it's Google glasses and Microsoft glasses, and then it's contact lenses, and then it's a brain port. My uncle has epilepsy from a motorcycle accident. He's got a port. He's got a chip, and it helps him. He doesn't have seizures anymore. It's amazing. He doesn't have to take the medication anymore, so he's a different person. there's good things about this, except there's a globalist tentacle of control in all of it, and they're bringing in a system that is meant to end our world as we know it in a very bad way. Unlimited, omnipresent, almost, but on this planet, near omnipresent surveillance, but still in the hands of wicked men. Stay with us.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Earlier, I went off into just the big picture, the 50,000 feet view of things. I can't help it. Just an emergency beacon, like a radio beacon warning people away from a site of serious problems, serious danger. I'm just here warning people about the stated globalist plan that guides the planet. Openly. It's so frustrating that it's in all these public statements, and it's the guiding principle. And there's just a bunch of arrogant, power-hungry mobsters and gangsters who are openly, arrogantly overthrowing common sense. I mean, look at all this news I've got. Let me just give you some headlines. Our rights do not come from God. That's the headline. In fact, let's play this clip of Governor Cuomo right now.
Because our rights contained in the Bill of Rights do not come from the Constitution. They come from God. It's clearly stated in the Declaration
of Independence. Our laws do not come from God, Your Honor, and you know that. They come from man.
Well, let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one question, Chris. Is the Declaration of Independence law?
You would call it organic law as a basis for future laws off of it.
I would call it the organic law because the United States Code calls it organic law. It is organic law because the law of this country calls it the organic law of our country, means where our rights come from.
Now, that's Cuomo's brother who's an anchor. I have another headline here with a quote. David Knight did a report on it where Cuomo made similar statements. And it was Governor Cuomo that said, if you are a gun owner, believe in the Second Amendment or pro-life, get out of the state. And the media a few days later said, you want to clarify that? Are you serious? He said, yeah. I said, get out. So this is the gangsterish, arrogant, just over-the-top attitude of these people. Now, there's some good news. Federal judge stalls Obama's executive action on immigration. A Texas judge in South Texas yesterday temporarily blocked President Barack Obama's executive action, his tyrannical action, his dictatorial action on immigration, giving a coalition of 28 states time to pursue a lawsuit that aims to permanently stop the orders. Yeah, I mean, imagine if they said President George Washington decided to open these borders without Congress's approval. I mean, it's just it's over the top, over the top, over the top. There's just not words to describe how brazen this is, and there's not that big an uproar. Except by supposedly right-wing racist media. Right-wing racist media? You can't just... Nigeria doesn't have open borders. Mexico doesn't have open borders. You sure can't get there and be given free health care and tax refunds. And listen, it gets worse. I've known about this for years. But here's the headline today. Outraged, Border Patrol ordered to release all illegal alien drunk drivers. Quote, the judge, allow them to go on their way. I've had Travis County prosecutors in my office showing me the transcripts, and we did reports on a few years ago. I couldn't use their names, of course, of where they're ordered to let aggravated felons go. I'm talking about arsonists and people. And of course, that's in the news, but it's just different when you're actually talking to the prosecutor. They will throw the book for a crooked toenail at you for anything. But if you're an illegal alien, you are above the law. I mean, it is just... It's like they're super people or something, that they can just do whatever they want, have as many IDs as they want, and they're used by criminal groups, the Democratic Party, and others to launder money and as cutouts. That's why they're allowed to operate like this. They're allowed to get the tax refunds. Remember 2 weeks ago it came out, oh, the illegals are going to be able to get tax refunds the day they get here. And there were articles years ago in USA Today where... One home in Austin was like $86 million in tax refunds and no investigation, and $100-something million at one home in Atlanta. Billions and billions of dollars total. And they're allowed to do this because the FBI and others are told, do not get involved. If you were caught driving while intoxicated and happen to be an American citizen, then you're going to be arrested, fined, and potentially jailed, and rightfully so. But driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs, you are putting the lives of others in danger when you drive on public roads, says Max Slavo, writing here in the article. But it goes on. But as we've come to learn in recent years, if you're an undocumented alien, ooh, you use the political correct term, an illegal alien, who has entered the country illegally, the laws don't apply to you. And not only do you get to break the law by entering the United States without authorization, but you also get free health care, housing, food, and tax refunds, even if you falsified your employment paperwork. And then Judicial Watch got the document, they got a link to it here, that directs the 4,000-plus U.S. Border Patrol agents in the Tucson, Arizona sector to, quote, release individuals under the influence and allow them to go on their way. The document acknowledges
that this feels counterintuitive, that goes on to order the Border Patrol, quote, therefore, there is generally no liability that will attach the agent or agency for failing to act on this situation, and explains how they've been given a Homeland Security memo to basically have them be above the law. I mean, this is over the top, and it illustrates everything. A lawless criminal government.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're live. Is it not unspeakably insane? I want to go back into this issue of the illegals being above the law, that the illegals are released by the hundreds of thousands per year, according to federal documents, for things like aggravated assault, burglary with a weapon, arson, child molestation, you name it. And that's why all over the world, but particularly Latin America, because that's the group that's really protected, it's part of merging the countries into this super union. That's why you have all these serial killers and people fleeing, coming here. They get a new identity, and then they are above the law. It is mind-blowing. And I was just reading from Judicial Watch. According to Judicial Watch, the Obama administration has ordered all Border Patrol agents to stop apprehending illegal aliens who have been detained for drunk driving.
Yes, you read that correctly. Not only are illegal aliens being released and their violations of the U.S. immigration law being ignored, but now, even if they are hammered drunk, the Border Patrol has been advised to let them go on their way while under the influence. And I told the story and shot video of it in Big Bend last year. The illegals were coming across the border, and then vans were picking them up, and they were driving off, and the Border Patrol was there with the park rangers, armed police park rangers, and I was sitting there in a hot spring, a natural hot spring, with like five people throwing a football. And we heard a and we turned around, and there was a police officer, park rangers, that, you know, two types, park rangers and then the sworn ones with the guns. And I was like, what are you doing? We went, nothing. We paid admission into the park. We're there throwing a football to each other. And then just smiled and stared at us weird. And I was like, really, you're actually, and I want to explain something. 150 feet across were illegals. And they were going back and forth and doing whatever they wanted. And they were riding over on horses and crapping right in front of the Border Patrol. In fact, I have video of it, of the horse going to the bathroom right by the Border Patrol. Because this country is a joke. But they wanted me to know, and I'm not saying Border Patrol are bad. This was a park ranger. And I'm not saying all park rangers are bad, but they're some of the most arrogant. Statistically, I've had more bizarre experiences with Border Patrol, I mean with park rangers, than with anybody else. Because they're mainly a bunch of fake anti-human environmentalists that are taught that humans are a problem. And it's a problem that you're at the national park. It's a problem that you're there doing things. It's a problem that you're having a good time. It's a problem. We are now, if you're a TV viewer, showing the footage of the horse. Parental discretion is advised. I'm being sarcastic. We are showing video of it. It's not really parental discretion advised. Big deal. Horse going to the bathroom. And you have to understand, right down the river were Border Patrol trucks sitting there. And then this guy just continues to go riding around doing whatever he wants. And here we are committing the super crime of playing with the football. And right after I put my phone up, they asked, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing to the whole group? We're just looking at each other like, what do you think we're doing? You know, there's a couple of women in bikinis in the springs, a couple guys. I mean, and then I found them in the parking lot writing people tickets. They would look in people's ice coolers and would find beer and would give them tickets. But the illegal aliens are allowed to get hammered drunk and come across on their canoes and do whatever they want. And I'm not even against these poor illegals wanting a better life. If I was one of them, you could get free health care. And you could drunk drive everywhere. If I was a criminal, you know, I could rob banks and not get in trouble, basically. I mean, it's getting to that level. And as this crime wave hits, it's, oh, give us more of your liberty. Give us more of your freedom. Oh, the local police are going to spy on your cell phones now in your location to keep you safe. No. This is not to keep us safe. Obtained by Judicial Watch this week, the notice is titled Enforcement Options with Alcohol-Impaired Drivers, and directs that 4,000-plus U.S. Border Patrol agents in the Tucson, Arizona sector to release individuals, close quote, under the influence and, quote, allow them to go on their way. The document acknowledges that this feels counterintuitive. What, training government to ignore law selectively, officially? Now, that's the essence of tyranny. Continuing, the document acknowledges that this feels counterintuitive for Border Patrol agents, but eases concerns by answering the hypothetical question for the officers who have sworn to uphold the law. If you allow this driver to continue down the road and they kill someone, aren't you liable? The answer is no. Folks, that is a lie. You are liable because you're sworn, but even if you were a citizen and consciously knew, you would then be aiding and abetting like a bartender giving somebody 10 drinks. Let me just read this, though, from the document itself, okay? I mean, you cannot make this up. The document acknowledges that this feels counterintuitive for Border Patrol agents, but eases concerns by answering a hypothetical question for the officers who have sworn to uphold the law. If you allow this driver to continue down the road and they kill someone, aren't you liable? The answer is no. And 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. I'm sorry, let me go back. According to the new Department of Homeland Security DHS memo, there is no legal, I'm quoting, there is no legal requirement for a Border Patrol agent to intervene in a state crime, including DUI, the order says, adding that, therefore, there is generally no liability that will attach to the agent or agency for failing to act in the situation. So they're claiming like you're the ATF. And, well, they're not, you know, there to investigate banks, bank robberies. They're just to investigate illegal guns or explosives or alcohol. You know, they're revenuers. They're the original whiskey revenuers. That's why they're so nasty. From the whiskey wars, one of the oldest federal agencies out there doing this stuff. That argument doesn't hold up here because they're sworn officers, and if they see a crime being committed, they're supposed to then call locals to deal with it. If it's on federal land, they're supposed to take them to jail. That's what the law says. Everybody knows that. But beyond that, I have seen the Border Patrol writing tickets and putting people in handcuffs who weren't even drunk, American citizens. But because they were a bunch of UT alumni lawyers, that was funny enough, that's who they were arresting, in cowboy hats who had little containers, little ice chests of Coors Light. Their only crime was that they weren't drinking real beer. Nothing against Coors Light, it's just it is not real beer in my view. But you can drink your Coors Light. I certainly liked it in college. It was cheap. And the point is, I'll take a Chimay if I'm drinking beer. I like some Belgian ale. Side issue. We're here looking at this. It's just crazy. And I remember my friends were there. Rob Doohan people were there. And I was getting really upset. And they said, well, let's get the cameras out. And I said, you know what? We're on a working vacation. We've already shot some reports. Let's go hiking. We had our kids there, my son, his son. And we just Richard Reeves was there. We took the bus down. And I just said, fine. I just looked at those Border Patrol and those people. They're just victims of evil. They'll have all their freedoms taken as well. When you can selectively, and because this isn't new, this is just now officially in memos, because even though the judges cut them loose, Border Patrol, state police, and local police just continue to arrest the illegals. And then their unions stand up for them a lot of times. The problem is now the unions have been threatened and infiltrated, so they won't. And so the Travis County sheriff, who's liberal, black, will, every week, I think they said it's three or five, guys, search engine it, search engine Travis County Sheriff deportations. I want to say it's like three or five. I've seen different numbers. Sometimes as high as 15 people in a city of 2 million people, a county of 2 million people in the county. He's deported between 3 and 15 people. And they're all aggravated felons, and the Democrats are trying to unseat him now. And he said it's the law. They're rapists. They're armed robbers. And he calls the feds down to the jail to get them. And the feds, by the way, all over the country, will not show up to get the illegals. So this is a lawless, evil revolution against our country. It is totally unfair. It is total fraud. And it shows political correctness. I mean, they could pass Obamacare, doubling and tripling prices, death panels written by insurance companies. Some insurance companies have doubled their profits. On average, they're up 47% globally. Global insurance companies just off the U.S. deal. So when you say double, that's mainly U.S.-based ones have doubled or tripled, some of them even more. In fact, don't believe me. Just search insurance company triples profits on Obamacare. I've seen those headlines. But worldwide, 47% increase in profits worldwide in the last year, just off the gang raping of the American people. And, folks, it's going to get worse because we're wide open. We're submitting to tyranny. People are confused. They don't know what's going on. And so now it is wide open, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, there's the headline. It says that in the last 6 years, he's deported 5,000 people. And I know he slowed down to almost nothing, but that's still almost nothing in a county of 2 million. And now they're trying to get rid of him. And there's the headline, the sheriff's defense. big national news stories, and then halfway down they go, his defense for what he's doing. Oh, he's so horrible. Pretty soon it'll be, what's your defense for even pulling an illegal over? Well, they were driving down the wrong side of the road and hit three cars. Uh-huh. That's a nice defense, racist. You racist black liberal Democrat. Everybody knows you're racist. But how many of these people that go along with this are going to get plowed by a drunk driver? You know, I love how people are getting arrested for having one glass of wine. They'll pull a housewife over. I don't care what color she is. She's an American citizen. Walk over, man, been drinking? Well, yeah, I did just go after work and have two glasses of wine. Well, I'm going to need you to step out here, little lady. You're going to have to spend about 10 grand paying this off over the next few years. Hope you enjoy it. And then the Awesome American Station and others ask, is Travis County immigrant friendly? Like, oh my gosh, is it trendy? And then investigation shows that this article says 19 people. This is a statesman, right? 19 of the Austin Chronicle. 19 people are deported a week. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And we rank number 3 in deportations because LA stopped. Houston's pretty much stopped. So, you know, for a southern city near the border, we're third. We should be third. After like San Diego and San Antonio, how I am so ashamed right now. He deports between 3 and 19, depending on what number you see, a week of rapists and felons. It's so horrible. Can you imagine how racist we are? We're so bad. Meanwhile, I go down to Mexico. If you go down to Mexico and you do anything wrong, in fact, forget anything wrong, the police will pull you over. Everybody knows this. It's happened to Nico in the control room. He's been shaken down by the police. And this happened when I was a kid with my parents. And they didn't take us to jail, but they'll just keep getting more and more money from you and then go ahead and just take you to jail and then run a credit check on you, find out how much money you got, and then suck 20, 30 grand out of you, beat you up while they're at it, rape your wife, take your kids away. And it's like, oh, how sweet. Oh, that's just Mexico. That's just what they do to us. We deserve it. We're America. We deserve double prices on Obamacare and death panels because the president's black and it's called Obamacare. And we deserve to turn our guns in, too, because he's black and we're racist if we don't. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything. And we exposed back in June of last year, Adan Salazar, Jakari Jackson, and our team on the border, that the illegals are put on buses and bused in with government vouchers to anywhere they want to go in the U.S., and we got the government head of McCallum to admit it on tape, and the Border Patrol running around covering their faces up while they load the illegals. So if you're going to load the illegals and ship them into the U.S., do you think you're going to let them off for drunk driving or then rape or whatever? You have to. You have to let them off on every level. But it's not discrimination that illegals are a protected superclass. People are mad at the police because there's a feeling that the police get away with stuff and are above the law. And they do. And part of that's because the police would collapse in this lawless country if they didn't get special treatment to a certain extent. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that comes out of the corruption. We are not an honorable country. We've killed 55 million of our own children in the last 41 years. We lied to ourselves about that, so of course we're going to go into bondage. But people are rightfully mad that the cops turn off the dash cam and then beat you up and then charge you with assaulting them and don't know somebody's in the bushes videotaping. You know, that kind of stuff's out today. And that bad cops get protected. But forget all that. What about 40, they now admit, 40 million illegal aliens in this country who get everything basically free and are above the law? And folks go, oh, but they're such hard workers. Yes, most of the illegals want to live high on the hog. And so they'll work, and they pull welfare. And it's well known. More than half. You can pull statistics on that. My guys can do it right now. More than half the illegals are estimated to be getting social services. That's the highest rate out there, above even inner-city blacks. Half. And you see, once they're subsidized by government money, that'll drive down wages to a point where everybody's got to go on the welfare as a supplement. And now Walmart told their employees starting 2 years ago, we pay you low so that you can qualify for the assistance programs. That's how you enslave a once free country. That's how you domesticate them. That's how you take them down. And, man, when I get pulled over by cops and they say, have you been drinking or what's in your car? I go, come on, man. I know you're told to let illegals go all day. And I've had state police three times the last 4 or 5 years go, yeah, you're right, Alex. They always know who I am. Suddenly they go, yeah, you're right. I know. I don't like it. I don't care. Get out of the car. And I'm like, no, you're violating my rights right now. I don't care. Because even though they know I'm right, they're like, I'm still going to show you. Yeah, I don't like that either. But you know what? I'm allowed to go after you, so I'm going to go after you, is basically what they are doing in their actions. I was driving to work one morning, about 9:30, out at the Y at Oak Hill. And I was getting on the ramp, probably going 65, but it's like 50 right there at the start. And he gets me, pulls me over. I was taking my son to work that day. And he's just sitting there, and he pulls me over, and he's like, been drinking? And I went at 9:30 in the morning. And I said, if I was an illegal, you wouldn't even ask me that. And he said, that's true. And I got angry. And I just said, you go ahead and write me your ticket, man. But you're committing a crime every time you selectively gang rape Americans. I told him this. And that guy was so upset. Not even at me. He knew it was true. He was like, it's a joke, people. Our border's wide open. They put us in naked body scanners. And then I saw this years ago, and it was admitted last year. Illegals get to fly with no IDs in and out of the country, but they are completely above the law. The whole government is criminal.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Whoa, boom, bop, boom.
contributors here with InfoWars.com. Now, a local Fox affiliate out of San Diego, Fox 5, accidentally depicts President Obama as a rape suspect in last night's 10 o'clock news.
The only suspect in a sex assault at SDSU will not be charged.
Maybe Fox actually got something right for once. Let's talk about all the different ways that President Obama has raped America. Is this news editing mistake a Freudian slip? Are we being gaslighted to subconsciously capitulate our awareness to the rapist in chief? Since taking office as the 44th president of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama has forcibly violated what was left of our constitutional rights. The National Defense Authorization Act grants his office the power to deploy the U.S. military to apprehend and indefinitely detain any person, including American citizens, who he believes represent an enduring security threat to the United States.
All right.
Section 1071 of the version of the 2014...
That's part of a report. You can see the full report. It's excellent that Joe Biggs filed at his desk. I love Joe because he does a lot of reporting for us, a lot of research, but he also comes up here sometimes at like midnight and shoots reports at his desk. So let's give that guy a nice microphone in there. Let's give him a nice setup. I mean, let's give him an iPhone or something too, or he's got his own phone. So he can start uploading stuff when he's out on the road. I mean, he's taking action. That's what I like to see. All the reporters are doing a great job. They do a great job in different ways, though. David Knight, Jakari Jackson, everybody. John Bound, Leanne McAdoo, and I can't mention everybody. It really is amazing the job they're doing covering all this. And the reason I wanted to play a little bit of that clip was this point. We are being raped, and they are trying to train us, like a pimp breaks his street hoe, that we're lucky if we're even allowed to live, basically. And we're being beaten like a dog by this system. But there's going to be another reaction where more and more people who are American citizens are going to stop paying income tax to the private Federal Reserve through the IRS. People are going to stop paying for their tickets. They're going to stop paying for all the bureaucracy. And it's becoming a defense more and more in court with the judges that, hey, you let illegals go. So what we need to do is document the illegals being let go. Citizen journalists need to do this. Do it as like a month-long project. We're going to have a contest where people legally and lawfully go, get transcripts, sit in on the trials, watch the illegals released on $10 fines, what they're giving in Travis County, $10 fine for drunk driving, being released for hit and runs, being just cut loose for rape charges. We need to document that and then codify those as defense. Then when citizens have the book thrown against them, because if a law is not justly appropriated and justly dealt out to the public, then it's null and void. Again, people are mad at cops because there's a sense that they're above the law. Well, if anybody's above the law, it's the illegal aliens. And I am incensed with the police for following orders and carrying out selective enforcement. I'm very mad at them as well and disgusted. But I'm really disgusted with us for putting up with it. I'm disgusted with myself. I mean, I haven't talked about this in a while, and it just makes me so angry. It's like, why aren't we doing more to fight this? And I'm really disgusted with the criminals that are running our government that are doing this in our face. I mean, that's who we blame, is the globalists running it, the robber barons, the corrupt New World Order. InfoWarsLife.com has some great specials on nascent iodine, colloidal silver, and other products, and your purchase makes it all possible. So try the products out today and buy war bonds in the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.